This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, February 10th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. February the 14th, it'll be Valentine's Day, a day marked with celebrations of friendship, romantic love, and a day we can also love ourselves. Valentine's Day has long been celebrated in this month of romance. It is born of Christian and ancient Roman tradition. But now, one need not be Christian or Roman to celebrate love in February. Many of February's days have significance linked to love in Valentine's Day. In fact, there are 7 days of love which culminate on February the 14th. What are they? Well, on February the 7th, it was Rose Day. The 8th was Propose Day. The 9th, yesterday, was Chocolate Day. Apparently, by giving the sweet chocolates, we remove any bitterness or anger we have toward one another. I eat chocolate every day and I love to share it, so I guess it's something we could do on Valentine's Day and going forward. Today, February 10th, is Teddy Day, a day to gift one another a cuddly stuffed toy that will bring a smile to another face and help them feel less stressed. I love soft, cuddly teddy bears. They've always made me smile and feel good, so I can attest to that. Tomorrow is Promise Day, a day we can strengthen our relationships, make serious romantic commitments, or simply promise to be there for our friends, our family, and our neighbors. The 6th day of Valentine Week is Hug Day. We've spoken here before about the benefits of human connection. It can be a moment when we embrace and share a hug and give the message without words that we care and that we're there for those in our life. On February 13th, Tuesday, it'll be Kiss Day. For those who wish to seal their relationship with a kiss, this is the day to go for it. Kisses can be passionate messages, but they can also convey love and affection when delivered on a cheek or forehead or elsewhere. Finally, February the 14th, this Wednesday, it'll be Valentine's Day. It's a day of romantic love, but also it can be a day of love between family and friends. Believe it or not, according to ancient Greek society, there were 8 concepts of love. You might find them interesting. Eros, which is physical love, sexual and passionate. Philia, which is love between friends, platonic love. Ludus, which is playful love, which is either flirting to begin a relationship or playful affectionate action between friends and children and family. Agape, an unconditional love for others, selfless, empathetic, trusting, and kind. Pragma, long-lasting love, love that is evolved, endured, and has meaning. Philosia, self-love, that helps us be our best so we can be more loving and caring to others. Storge is love between family members, a group, a shared relationship that includes shared memories, and it also can include community or a team or love of country. Mania is the least healthy love. It's obsessive love, so I won't get into that. There are 5 days left in the week of love and 19 days left in February, the month of love. This time can be one we benefit from celebrating and experiencing love. In 2010, a review of 148 studies found that longevity benefits were linked to all those that had close relationships, not just romantic ones. So let's be inspired by the opportunities Valentine's Day and February offer us. Let's be loving to ourselves and to others. By fostering loving relationships, we are enjoying what may be the healthiest and the best month of the year. We'll lessen the stresses of life, experience the pleasure of shared moments, and enjoy being and giving of our best self. In this day and age, material gifts can be part of our celebration. But in reality, with email, sharing and giving love costs nothing but the time to express what's in one's heart with the keyboard. To express love, appreciation, and affection can include roses and chocolates, teddy bears, promises, hugs, and kisses, those things that are in the 7 days of Valentine's. Any or all will build our relationship with another or others. Today can be the start of including more love and affection in our life and build something that's much bigger. As Oprah says, when you make loving others the story of your life, there is never a final chapter because the legacy continues. You lend your light to one person and he or she shines it on another and another and another. It starts now. We can love ourselves and then we can share and give of ourselves and enjoy Valentine's Day, the day of love, the month of love this February, and a life of love and friendship. Next in this hour, our From a Woman's Perspective team will share their experience and knowledge with the idea of helping us so that we can make informed decisions with no regrets. We'll get health tips from Dr. Betty, Dr. Vivian Brown, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian. We'll talk relationships with our Cupid, Linda Miller, get smart realty solutions from Sharon Parenteau, financial and investment advice from Ron Fox of GlidePath Portfolio Services, and there's lots more to come. So after one important message about organ donation, we'll get started. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, for financial planning and investment management advice, we have Ron Fox, co-founder and CEO of GlidePath Portfolio Services. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Marilyn, and it's wonderful to be back again.
Well, it's wonderful to have you because I always learn something at the end of our segment. So what are we talking about today?
Okay, well, first of all, Marilyn, I loved your intro once again.
Thank you.
Today, I thought I'd go with that theme a little bit and relate how what we do ties in with some of those. And I might bring back a little bit of discussion on the neurophysiology and neuroscience of care and love and advice. And what I thought, what you described in your intro with the 8 concepts of love was really interesting. It got me thinking about, you know, you've got Eros, philia, ludus, agape, pragma, philotia. Did I get that right? Storage and mania. Did I get that right?
You did. I'm impressed.
Okay, good. So the one that I think kind of ties in with advice of any sort, so whether you're a financial advisor, a portfolio manager, the two areas that we focus on at GlidePath, or any of the other wonderful professionals that are on the show who provide advice, including yourself, Marilyn, what aspect of love are we really tying into? And when you think of it, love is such a catch-all term, and the Greeks had to come up with, they tried to categorize it into 8, but really it's the experience of love is a complex combination of our body's chemical reward mechanisms that use primarily 4 chemicals that our bodies produce that we talked about a couple weeks ago, endorphins, dopamine, serotonin, and oxytocin. And the blend of all of those in whatever way that's triggered by different human experiences and social experiences and personal experiences, come up with one really undefinable experience of love or the other. So what I'm getting at here is that there are too few words to really describe the infinite range of feelings that we label as love or well-being or happiness. You know, there are all those terms. We can't really explain it because they're chemical feelings that our body produces in response to environments or experiences with others that helped us survive as human beings, as we evolved or whatever. Getting back to the point, what Greek term really kind of ties in with what we do as professionals helping others? And I would say that agape is the one that most closely ties in with the sense of joy we feel as professionals, both giving good service as well as clients receiving good service. So I'm going to focus on that one today and just put it into the context of, what we do at GlidePath. There's actually three professional services providers that combine together to, a combination of, is it storage? The love between family members and friends and community,
yes,
as well as agape.
Yes.
And we all contribute with what we know and are good at, not unlike in tribal communities where there'd be some hunters, there'd be some gatherers, there'd be some food cookers, there'd be some protectors, and everybody, it's how we survive, right? So this is so core to our survival as human beings. And, I think it ties in understanding the neurophysiology of it, the neuroscience of it, is also a key to helping us get through perhaps some of the differences we have. If we all knew how really human we all are, the commonality that we share ties into the subject last week and the week before. But just bringing it back to GlidePath, we have three professionals that share the love or share the agape. Is that right? It doesn't quite sound as good as share the love, but share the agape, share the storage.
I guess the name isn't what's important. It's the fact that you care, and you care, yeah, and listen and try to help people. So what are the three?
Yeah, the three are your portfolio manager, which is our area of expertise. So that's the investment side. And that's the side that takes, you want to use your money for this at this time in the future or currently in terms of facilitating income and so forth. What combination of different asset classes, meaning sectors of the economy, whether it's finance, whether it's science and technology, whether it's healthcare, whether it's you name it, commodities, whatever. What amount of each asset class do we put in your portfolio and represented in exchange traded funds, which I'll talk about later? So the portfolio managers really get into the details, like what are the parts in the engine of the car for that, for all intents and purposes. Secondly, the financial planning advisor is the person who goes, beyond the investments, what are we doing on cash and banking, cash flow management, banking, spending and expenses, income expenses, where are we getting these, insurance, risk management, debt management, all sides of the client's picture is what they kind of look at and then delegate to the right professionals like us on the investment management side, the specialists, if you will. And thirdly, you have the investment broker and custodian. Now, that is where your money is held, a financial institution, In our case, we use CI Financial Services, a major Canadian financial publicly traded institution. And your accounts are with them. And we just have been given by you, the client, the discretionary authority to make the decisions on what to buy and sell and how to allocate the different asset classes and sectors in your portfolios to serve a need that you have within your comfort zone, risk tolerance, and so forth. So the three of us work together to serve you in a way that's both communal as well as drives us an experience of what the Greeks called agape. And that kind of unconditional love for others, self-trusting and kind and all of that. Why is that such a pleasant experience? Because that is, it's almost pure serotonin that your body is producing, which is the chemical that when you care for others or they care for you, you both get a rush of serotonin. And if those relationships stay strong, your bodies keep producing it over time, long term. So it is really a social love chemical that drives agape.
Well, the fact is that you care, and you, it's the first time anyone's ever outlined the fact that there are building blocks to having your money work for you, and you outlined that very clearly with those three elements. So as a portfolio services company, you have all these people under your umbrella. If someone wants to talk to you about helping fund the things in life that matter to them and meet some of these people and put the pieces together, how do you suggest we do it?
Well, I've said before, Marilyn, I love talking with people, so give me a call. And we can talk, have an introductory conversation, depending where you are. I can refer you to a great financial planner to start, a certified financial planning professional who is like your family doctor of finance. And from there, if suitable, then we can support on the investment management side. But let's start with a call. That's always the best way. 647-499-6561. Extension 101 is how you can reach me. If you do get my voicemail, absolutely leave me a message and I'll get back to you promptly. You can also email us at zoomer@myglidepath.com, and you can visit us on the web at myglidepath.com.
So money is not my forte. We all need it to survive. But if you want your money to work for you and you want coaching to help us get what we want, the best thing to do is start with a conversation. Obviously, Ron Fox has founded Glide Path Portfolio Services and he understands it better than at least I can, I'll admit, and probably a lot of people who are listening. The number for a conversation that will cost you nothing but some time and probably give you good results, 647-499-6561, extension 101. I'll say that again, 647-499-6561, extension 101. And if you go to marilyns.ca, the sponsor experts list is under the On Radio heading. You'll also see a link to Glide Path Portfolio Services. So you can't go wrong when you deal with people who work from their hearts as well as their mind and give you the best that's good for you and work hand in hand with you. I believe that Ron Fox works from his heart, and I think you can hear it when you speak to him. So give him a call, ask your questions, and get your answers. 647-499-6561, extension 101. Ron, I wish I had hours to speak to you, but I look forward to speaking to you again next week.
Oh, thank you so much for your kind words, Marilyn, and love to you all. How's that?
Thank you. Well, Valentine's Day is coming. Hopefully you'll be prepared.
I'll do my best.
Marilyn Weston calls it life-changing. The best travel upgrade since business class. You'd better sit down for this one. It's the Travel Buggy, the lightweight motorized wheelchair that folds in seconds to the size of a suitcase, meaning it fits in any vehicle and is allowed on any airplane. See the world again. Regain your independence in the Travel Buggy. Recommended by Marilyn Weston. Test ride a Travel Buggy at Total Access Center, home to Marilyn's The Store. For your appointment, call 416-546-1000.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So I thought for February, and certainly this morning, I talk a little bit about heart health. And, you know, it's no surprise that maintaining heart health is really vital for our overall well-being and longevity. And when your heart is working well, you have a significantly lower risk of cardiovascular events, things like heart attacks and strokes. And a healthy heart also contributes to your quality of life. So it plays an important role in how well we age, our overall energy levels, and even disease prevention. And one study actually even found that the overall physiological age of adults with good cardiovascular health is much younger than that of people with cardiovascular disease. The one thing we do see in the research is the risk of stroke doubles every 10 years after the age of 55. So, you know, as older adults, we definitely want to take heart health seriously. So I wanted to talk about some simple lifestyle changes we can actually use and implement to reduce our risk of cardiovascular issues. So 2 points I'm going to talk about this week and then 2 points next week. So the first one is sleep, something we do every day, every night, but we really need to embrace their good quality sleep. So people who routinely get fewer than 5 hours of sleep a night actually have a much higher risk of heart attacks. So really what I focus on with my patients is really to ensure well-rounded sleep. We really want to establish some regular sleep routine, for example, consistent bedtimes, keeping our room dark and cool, getting rid of those blue lights from the electronic devices because they can affect our melatonin production, and really avoiding things like alcohol, heavy foods, and exercise before we go to bed, because actually these things can actually increase some of our stress hormones, our cortisol. The next thing I just wanted to mention is reducing stress as much as possible, which is sometimes easier said than done, but research shows that stress raises the risk of cardiovascular disease, coronary artery disease, and stroke. So lots of good stress techniques that I often will teach my patients, stress reduction techniques like meditation and deep breathing. They can lower our blood pressure. We can take breaks from work, reading, leisure, taking a sauna, for example, or a bath before we go to bed. A couple of key strategies, but certainly if people have any questions and they're curious about their heart health, they can certainly give me a call. My number is 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
And if you wish to take charge of your health and deal with it naturally, give Dr. Betty a call. She offers a complimentary 15-minute consultation by phone or in person. The number again, 905-707-2001. Thanks, Dr. Betty, and I look forward to speaking about Heart Health Part 2.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
We can express love in many ways, but if words are spoken and we don't hear them well, then those words are somewhat wasted. To help us hear our best and understand about hearing aids, we have hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. A week of love is such an interesting way of thinking about Valentine's Day. I never knew the traditions of each particular day. In my mind, I always thought it was just one commercialized day. But I like the fact that it wasn't always so. I also love the idea of fostering loving relationships because it creates positivity as well as carries onward like a wave, which affects many others along the way. I tell people that I help hard of hearing people have great conversations. That's my job. I just so happen to use hearing aids to make that happen. Helping people hear for almost 2 decades has been one activity that has never been boring to me. Every person that I've interacted with and helped has enhanced my life, and I'm sure that in more than one way, I have enhanced their lives as well. But just like the wave I mentioned earlier, the benefits extend to their family, their friends, and so on. This is the beauty of helping people have great conversations. It is never for just one person. Which brings me to my happy story for today. I wanted to share a story that is about a few years old about a person by the name of Sarah. Sarah was one of our winners of a set of hearing aids from a few years ago. She is a music teacher, but Sarah had become more and more removed from teaching her students because she was having more difficulty hearing their voices as well as parts of the music. Her son had written to us to tell us why he thought she should win the free set of hearing aids. He explained the situation and how it was affecting her life. A few weeks after Sarah's fitting, Sarah had started teaching again and was thrilled to be able to do so. Sarah's ability to hear well again created a ripple effect which benefited her son, her students, as well as anyone else who interacted with Sarah. Hearing well is a gift not only for yourself, but for everyone who wants to be around you. It truly benefits everyone around you. I want to wish you and all the listeners, Marilyn, a happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you, Edmund. Well, you always work from your heart, and that's part of why you're on the From a Woman's Perspective team. I respect people who have experience and knowledge, but share not just from their mind, but from their heart. And you as part of my team definitely does that. A shout out to Farah and anyone listening who has any problem hearing. You don't have to have the world shut out from you. And you can bring it in with the help of Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers. If you have questions about your hearing, if you want a hearing test, or you just want to have the hearing aids you have tweaked and understand why they can, how they can work better, then give Edmund a call. Edmund, your number?
The number to reach us is at 416-754-4327.
416-754-4327. It isn't just about a mechanical aid to help you hear. It's about the right person to find the perfect hearing aid, adjust it, and keep you happy and hearing your best. Edmund Ivazian, Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, 416-754-4327. Thanks, Edmund. We'll talk again next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
So here on From a Woman's Perspective, love is in the air. It's Teddy Day and Valentine's Day is coming on the 14th. And we are very, very fortunate because we have our very own Cupid. It's Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. And she's here with us now. So good morning, Linda. Or should I say Cupid?
Good morning, Marilyn. So I have kind of an interesting story today. So James and Diane, and they have been matched up quite successfully, but they're kind of an interesting story. She was actually with the service for a little while. She was raising kids and just sort of had trouble finding the right fit for her family. And sometimes when you're dating with kids, that becomes an issue. And so they've finally gone. They're in London at Western, and they're doing really well. She's an empty nester, and she met with James. And James is a lovely man. And the interesting thing is she said to me, you know, Linda, my kids seem to be gravitating west. And I think they're probably going to, at least for the next number of years, they're going to be in London. And after that, they really like the city, and I like the city, and it's a place I wouldn't mind living. And Toronto's kind of, you know, getting a little big for me sometimes. So I'd be open to looking in London. So James, lovely guy, really successful, good looking. And so I matched her, and she was very pleasantly surprised. And she said, okay, well, this sounds like a really good match. And the two of them are both on hold for each other. And so she's sort of looking forward to a future in London, Ontario. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Occasionally people will come to me and they have an idea of where they might want to live. So they're sort of looking to that area as well as the area they live in. And so lovely couple. And I'm so glad that she found someone, and it seems like he's going to fit in. He's met her kids, and it seems like it's going to be a good fit for her family as well, which is really important when you're dating with kids. It doesn't matter what age they are. It's really nice that they like the person you're seeing. And the other thing I wanted to mention is that we do have a special coming up for the Valentine's Day week. So we'll be offering 20% off of both of our packages Monday through Friday of next week. So it will run over Valentine's Day till the Friday. So it's a great time. If you've been thinking about this, if it's been sort of on the back burner for you, you can save a little money, and that's always nice. And certainly it's a great time of year to join. We're getting into spring, lots of new people coming on board. So, yeah, I just thought I would mention that as well.
So love is in the air, spring is on its way, and you have people who want to find the right person. If someone wants to get started, what do you recommend their steps should be?
So there's a couple things you can do. You can call our office at 1-877-334-9041 or the Toronto number at 416-777-6302. You can also book an appointment right on our website. So if you go onto our website and go to the Contact Us tab, you'll see there's a place to book your appointment. It takes about an hour. It's a free consultation. It doesn't obligate you, but it'll let me make sure that I've got enough people that meet your criteria. And it'll give you a lot more information on how we work, sort of my philosophy around dating and matchmaking, and I'll get to know you a little bit better. So if I do start matching you, it's that much easier for you, if I've had a chance to sort of get to know you a little bit.
So you know your inventory, men and women, and when we give you a call, you give us your time, you listen, and the benefit of your experience so you know whether we should sign on now or wait for that perfect someone a little longer. And basically, once we're dating, you're coaching us, as I understand, we talked before. So how do we reach you? The numbers you gave were very quick, so could you say them again slowly?
416-777-6302, or if you're calling from outside the Toronto area, we have people all over the province. The number is 1-877-334-9041.
Thank you, Cupid. The number to dial if you're looking for that right person and start the conversation with our Cupid, Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions, take down this number, 416-777-6302. And if you're further afield than Toronto and the GTA, then call 1-877-334-9041. And if you're driving and can't take down these numbers, remember marylands.ca, the sponsor expert list. It's listed under On Radio, and the contact information is there. You can't go wrong when you follow your heart. And when you have Cupid in your corner, you're definitely got an edge on the rest of the world, and you can find that special someone. Thank you, Linda. Enjoy being Cupid this week of Valentine's.
Thank you. You take care. Thanks now. Bye.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marylands.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. It's really a pleasure to be here. I wanted to talk today about mammograms. You know, mammograms are a way of screening women for breast cancer, and there's a lot of disagreement about when to start, how often to do it, what age group, and some of those questions. And it's interesting that the U.S. and Canada are different. What the U.S. has now said, and this is from the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force, which is an independent volunteer organization of experts, they have now said that women who are at average risk for breast cancer should start mammogram screening at age 40 and get one every 2 years until age 74. Now, that is very different than what our Canadian guidelines say. Our Canadian guidelines say that we should start screening between ages 50 to 69, and that for women between 40 and 49, routine screening is not recommended unless there is something unusual, unless someone feels a lump, unless someone has a family history. So that's a big disagreement between the U.S. and Canada in terms of guidelines. And I think it's important that women be aware of that. The fact that there's a difference suggests that the research is not clear-cut. And I would encourage every woman after age 40 to at least discuss it with their doctor. Some people are much easier to examine than others. Some women have very dense breasts. Some women have a family history or may have had precancerous changes. And so by age 40, there should be a discussion whether or not you get a mammogram.
That's clear, that's concise, and that's definitely useful advice. Everything that your book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, provides. People can buy this book anywhere, at any good bookstore, on Amazon. And Dr. Vivian Brown has it on her website, drvivianbrown.com. And if you wish, you can log on to my website, marilyns.ca. Look under radio, and there's a link there as well. You can't go wrong when you take charge of your health. And most certainly, this advice is spoken clearly so that you have a guide and it's your GPS to healthy aging. Thank you very much, Dr. Brown, for that information. I look forward to learning more from you next week, as I always do.
Thank you, Marilyn.
And broker Melanie Martin, you get extensive knowledge of waterfront properties, anything north of the GTA. So the only thing standing between you and your dream home is a dock. Visit Melanie's website, centralontariowaterfronts.com. Melanie Martin from Right at Home Realty Brokerage. Like a duck to waterfront.
We are all beings of meaning and community. We provide care at home, hospital, retirement, and long-term care homes. We focus on the social by providing free programs online or in person. Visit us at mosaichomecare.com.
It's really wonderful if you can love where you live. If you don't, for any reason, then remember the name Sharon Parenteau. She's our realtor here on From a Woman's Perspective, and she works from start to sold. So the A to Z of anything you need to know about downsizing and moving. Her number, well, I'll keep it a secret until the end of the segment, but she's here now with a good story. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, Marilyn. Today's spot with you, Marilyn, is a little more personal than usual because it tells the story of someone very special to me, my grandmother, or Nana, as we grandkids called her. My Nana lived in the same tiny bungalow in Agincourt that she raised her five children in for over 50 years. That house was the first and only home she and my grandpa ever owned. At one time, my grandpa had huge flower and vegetable gardens, but as time passed, they were sodded over and the lawn care company eventually had to be brought in to take care of the outside. And a guy in the neighborhood with a snow plow was hired to clear the snow, but sometimes he didn't show up, and they could be snowed in for literally days at a time. When my grandpa could no longer take care of his personal daily essentials, he reluctantly agreed, albeit after my Nana cajoled, harangued, and eventually threatened him to allow a PSW to come in for a few hours a week. Apart from the weekly trips out for groceries or to the bank and the endless rounds of doctor's appointments, their lives became increasingly small. And after my grandpa passed, my Nana's life shrank smaller still. I'd bring my four daughters to visit, and we'd always go to Swiss Chalet together, where she would beam and with pride and introduce us again to the wait staff. But she was always worried that she talked too loudly or too much, and she wanted to make sure she wasn't embarrassing me. Her long days of isolation had cost her social confidence. Let me be clear. It was my Nana's choice to live alone in that bungalow. Her children, and even us, her grandchildren, encouraged her to explore other options, but she wouldn't hear of it. Her bungalow seemed at first blush to be an appropriate housing choice for a senior, since all the main living space was on one floor, no stairs. Except there were stairs to the basement laundry. After a few minor and one major fall, she was banned from going downstairs. I doubt that she complied. She did live out her days in that house and got her way on this. But at what cost, I wonder? What if she had seen for herself that other housing options existed? Actually seen with her own eyes that she could still live independently, but also have access to community that would dispel isolation and loneliness, to amenities that would enhance her life, to activities to keep her neurons firing, and therapeutic supports that could allow her to thrive, not merely cope. What if she could be shown that downsizing is so much more than losing your familiar way of existing? It's gaining a life that you control and design. It's a fresh start to decide what you really need and want for yourself going forward. It's having the resources to start living again, and all that means connection, community, and convenience. If I sound like I'm preaching, I don't apologize, because I have seen the other side of downsizing, and it is glorious. I don't ever think I've heard one of my clients say they regretted selling the big family home. If anything, I've heard repeatedly that they wish they had done it sooner. I'm not sure anything would have changed my Nana's mind, but maybe if she had had a guide, someone like me who knew where she was heading and knew how to get there, maybe her golden years would have truly shone. All I can do is put it out there. If you want to get back to loving your life, I can help. I know what you're facing. I know what the different destination options are. And I know how to get you there safely, smoothly, and sanely. It only takes a phone call to begin. Sharon Parento is my name, 416-460-5636. Or you can visit our website, smartrealtysolution.com. to access a contact form or to request one of our many free guide booklets. Never a cost or obligation, just information to empower your decision-making process.
Oh, Sharon, thank you so very much for sharing your Nana's story. It is important to have a life you love, but it's also essential to have people around you that can guide you and show you your options so you can make informed decisions. Sharon Parento, from start to sold, it's all about finding the lifestyle and the home that you'll be comfortable with and be grateful to be in. 416-460-5636. Thank you for sharing that story, Sharon, and we'll talk again next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn. Thank you for the opportunity.
You feel it when your daughter uses your gemstones in her wedding ring. A link to the past. A dream of the future. There's something beautiful about giving old jewelry a new life. Pamela Lauz Jewelry can help you feel it too. Visit PamelaLauz.com.
Now I'm Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor. My fashion tip for today is about color. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and I love wearing a hue of red on Valentine's Day. It makes me feel cheerful and helps me celebrate the day of love. Red is a strong color. It evokes strong emotions. It definitely is associated with love and passion and desire. For centuries, it's a color that expressed love and affection. And the color red is connected with our heart, which we see as the center of our loving feelings. Although there used to only be one shade of red, there are now over 40 varieties of red, with tinges of yellow, blues, and different shades. Over 70% of the flags in our world have red on them, so definitely it evokes passion in our hearts when we see that red. It's an inspiring color. It also is intended to warn us of danger, and stop signs definitely are something to catch our eye and make us act.
As your wardrobe doctor, Marilyn Weston, I'm inviting you to widen the scope of the colors that you'll wear, be it red or another color. Realize that color does have a powerful visual effect and delivers a message. So be open to wearing every color, but select the hue and tone that suits you and what you wish to say. For Valentine's Day, select your best shade of red. You'll be able to select from pinks to rose reds to orange reds, crimson, maroon, scarlet, clear reds. There's so many to pick from. So say yes to wearing color, and on Valentine's Day, consider wearing red. Just be picky about the shade and hue. And this Valentine's Day, if you wish to show your love and affection, do wear your best shade of red and enjoy celebrating the day of love. I wish you all a happy Valentine's Day. And if you have questions about wardrobe or image or have a story to share, please call me, Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor, at 416-504-6777. In a moment, I'll be back as Marilyn Weston, your host, and we'll continue to talk from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio.
We are all beings of meaning and community. We provide care at home, hospital, retirement, and long-term care homes. We focus on the social by providing free programs online or in person. Visit us at mosaichomecare.com.
Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Why strength train? Better posture because your muscles are more balanced. Strong bones, which are more dense. This is crucial to help prevent the development of osteoporosis in women. Muscle tone and definition will improve, along with improved shape, size, and symmetry. Daily activities and sports will be easier to perform. Strength training adds more muscle, increasing your body's energy requirements. We therefore burn more calories at a higher rate, even at rest. Reduction in body fat because of the increased number of calories used. Increased coordination and neuromuscular function. Once you have been training, you'll use more muscle fibers per muscle contraction than an untrained person will. You'll feel stronger, more confident, and operate with a higher level of self-esteem. Reduction in the risk of injury because your muscles and connective tissues are stronger. These changes don't occur at the same time or overnight. But if you are diligent with your program, you certainly can expect to see huge differences in both your body and how you feel in a relatively short period of time. For a private complimentary consultation on how to get started on your strength training program, call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com.
Well, you put it in a nutshell. Who doesn't want to burn more calories and look good and feel better? Anyone listening who wishes to work with Christine and find out if working out and strength training will help them, give her a call and have a conversation. The number, 416-809-4084. That's 416-809-4084. Christine can be your health coach. She's mine. Thanks, Christine. We'll talk next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility joins us with a happy story.
Good morning, Marilyn. In a world that values inclusivity, the concept of barrier-free renovations has gained significant traction. Whether it's for personal residences or public spaces, the goal is clear: to create environments that are accessible to everyone, regardless of their physical abilities. This week, I wanted to take the time to share a happy story about Mrs. Lee's barrier-free shower renovation and why it mattered so much to her and her family. Miss Lee lives in a house with her mom and sister. They only have one shower in the house on the second floor that everybody uses, but mom is aging in place, and the bathtub is becoming too difficult to get in and out for her. The family had agreed to remove the bathtub on one condition, that the shower enhanced their mom's accessibility without sacrificing visual appeal. I told Miss Lee that gone are the days when accessible design meant compromising on style or aesthetics. Today, innovative solutions seamlessly integrate accessibility features into the overall design, ensuring a blend of form and function. Now, executing barrier-free renovations requires a skilled and experienced team. Greater Toronto Accessibility specializes in universal design. From selecting appropriate materials to ensuring compliance with accessibility standards, our expertise ensures a successful and transformative renovation. Within a matter of just 5 business days, we converted a bathtub to a barrier-free shower without sacrificing quality. Our experts at Greater Toronto Accessibility prioritize on efficiency without compromise. We use top-notch waterproofing solutions and fixtures, ensuring durability and style seamlessly blend together. Miss Lee and her family were so thrilled with our work and so happy that we were able to get it done in less than a week. Now everybody in the house can shower safely for the foreseeable future, and we didn't compromise the look of the shower. In fact, we enhanced it.
Well, Daniel, it isn't a matter of knowing your business. People deal with you because you do it once and you do it right, and you work with your knowledge and from your heart. So thank you for that. Can we do a show special?
Yes, absolutely. If you're looking for a bathroom renovation yourself, I offer the total home safety check so I can come to your house, take a look at your bathroom scenario, come up with a plan with pictures so you know pricing, and you get it in a little package. I can either email it to you or I can send a hard copy, and you'll know what you can do in the future. So this assessment is usually $89.95. I'd like to give it away for free for the first 3 callers this week.
And the number?
647-206-6409.
You can't go wrong when you deal with someone who shares their heart and their experience. Daniel Wiskin, Greater Toronto Accessibility, 647-206-6409. Thanks, Daniel. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
On this February 10th, Teddy Day, just 4 days until Valentine's Day, we can use our time to be loving, to celebrate the days of Valentine's Day by finding our own way to express our feelings of love and appreciation for those in our life. We can take note of the 7 Valentine days. We can give roses and chocolates, teddy bears, make promises and share hugs and kisses. Regardless of how we choose to express our love by doing what we can to connect and strengthen the bonds between us, one thing is definitely certain. The power of love will enhance our relationships. We can't go wrong when we're loving and kind and give of ourselves. When we love ourselves and grow to be our best self, we have more to share with others, and we most certainly can change their life for the better. Let's resolve to come together in love for Valentine's Day and each day we live. Love is grand. Friendship is a treasure. We can enjoy life and strengthen the bonds that bring us together. We can live our best, celebrate love in life, and create shared memories. After all, what is life without people we care for in it? Where there is love, there is light and life. And that's to be enjoyed and cherished. It's within our power to give of ourselves, to reach out to others, to express how we feel, and share our love. So let's just do it. This Valentine's week, Valentine's Day, in this month of romance, February, and beyond. The love we have within us to share is limitless. We can grow it, nurture our relationships, and bring out the love in others, and do our part to make the world more human, more loving and kind, and just a better world. Love begins with us. The stronger, better, kinder, more empathetic we are, the more we'll have to give. It's time now to say goodbye and thank you for today. Thank you to all the healthcare workers, service providers, and caregivers. And thank you to Duncan Ian and the production team. Thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts, and a very, very special thank you to you, and a very, very special thank you to you for joining us. And I'll also thank everyone who's been nice enough to call me and share their thoughts and ideas. Please continue. Please plan to join us again next Saturday morning at 8, where we'll get it straight from a woman's perspective once again. In the meantime, please feel free to reach out to any of your From a Woman's Perspectives team for expert advice. Our contact information is on my website, marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. Look under the heading On Radio, and you'll see the sponsor expert list with links to each one of us. Or you're always welcome to call me directly, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. That's 416-504-6777. Have a great day, a fabulous week, until we speak again from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. Have a happy Teddy Day today, a promise day, a hug day, and a kiss day, and definitely a very happy Valentine's Day this Wednesday. Enjoy sharing your love each and every day. You'll see a difference in this life and in this world. Bye for now. Take care, and we'll speak again soon.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.